Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. God love you. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so thrilled and privileged and honored to be back with you as we continue a message entitled Touching the Heart of God. And we've been looking at a godly woman found in the opening chapters of the 1 Samuel by the name of Hannah, and she was of sorrowful spirit because she was barren, but she loved the Lord, and as she saw God and prayed, she also made a vow that if God would grant her that request, she would honor God. She would see the house of the Lord be blessed by doing what would be perhaps the greatest sacrifice that any mother could make, and that is to release the boy, to release the child, the son that she asked God for, into the service of the Lord all the days of his life. She was faithful to do that. God heard her prayer. Eli, the high priest, put a benediction, a blessing upon her, and when they came back after the child was weaned to present, he pronounced another blessing over the couple, asked God to give her other children, and God honored that. So she had three sons and two daughters, and so even though she sacrificed the closest, dearest thing to her heart, her firstborn son, she was doing it because she wanted to be fruitful for the Lord. However, as we saw, as I shared those verses a few days ago, as I was reading that opening, the opening verses of setting the scenario for the relationship that was going on in this household, Hannah, whose name means grace, and she surely was a child of grace, she had to endure ridicule and derision daily from Peninnah. This was obviously an ongoing thing. Every year she had to put up with it, and it was worse when they actually came to Shiloh to worship the Lord. And Peninnah may have cared less about the Lord, but on the surface, it seems she had more favor than Hannah. Isn't that true? She had sons and daughters. She was blessed of the Lord. And I think some of you are listening now. You are seeing others who apparently are serving the Lord, and they have a lot of blessings. They don't go through the difficult things that you're going through, and yet their Christian walk is not, they're not on fire for the Lord. They're lukewarm, and yet life seems easy for them. And sometimes, beloved, God allows the enemy of our soul, including using those who profess to be religious, to shoot fiery darts of ridicule and sarcasm and contempt and strife against those who are full of grace or filled full of His grace, to convict us sometimes of our spiritually barren lives. We feel worse because of it, but that drives us, even as Hannah, to the Lord, so we can present ourselves without reserve to God, who is our all-sufficient Lord of Lords and King of Kings. If Hannah had had a less consecrated and loving heart, she would have shed fewer tears. But she was a very loving woman, and she had such a sensitive nature. Had she not, she could have cared less what Peninnah thought about her or her husband, but she loved the Lord, and she loved her husband. She wanted to be fruitful for her husband. She wanted to be fruitful for the Lord, and we see that in the sacrifice of giving Samuel to God. And if we, beloved, as Christians, and this is something that, you know, we have to examine our own hearts. Sometimes I say, Lord, give me a greater burden for souls. If we would be as concerned and sorrowful in heart that we don't see souls coming to the Lord, weeping their way into the family of God, if we were of that heart, I believe we would see greater results. Any child of God who will weep because they have no harvest of souls in their Christian walk, I believe, beloved, will get an answer from God so that they can begin to bear fruit. And not only in terms of seeing lives saved, souls saved, and lives changed and transformed, but also that our character would be more fruitful for the Lord, that we would be more patient, more long-suffering, kind, gentle, loving, filled with faith. In fact, I want to stop right now. Father, Lord, I just sense in the Spirit there are those who are being touched, as my own heart is, as we hear and read about this story of Hannah. Lord, she was weeping before you. She felt sorrowful of spirit because she felt she was so unfruitful for you, so unfruitful for a husband. And sometimes, Lord, we feel that we are in that same situation, that we are not as fruitful for you, that we don't have as great a burden to see souls saved. Father, forgive us. We repent of apathy and indifference and lukewarmness. And God, we ask you to put a fire in our hearts and in our souls. Let us weep, Father, that we can see your heart blessed, that we can see our lives be fruitful in a much greater measure, that your heart will be blessed. Jesus said that it is the Father's will that we should bear forth much fruit. And now, Lord, that's the purpose. We understand what the pruning is all about. You prune us. You clip things away so that we can bear much more fruit. And Lord, many times that pruning process is not pleasant. It's painful. But Father, we submit to you. We consecrate and dedicate our lives to you. And Father, we ask, we cry out as Hannah now before your altar, before your throne, that we truly can be fruitful for you, not only fruitful in seeing the lives of others change, seeing souls saved, seeing lives transformed by the very power of God, but Lord, that our own lives will be very fruitful in terms of the character of Christ, that the fruit of the Spirit would abound in such great measure that people would look at us and they would see Jesus. Father, we're crying out as Hannah did. We ask you to look upon our barrenness and give to us what only you can do. Change us, O God, and we shall be changed. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible states, "Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion." Beloved, there are many people that wouldn't pray that prayer that you just prayed with me. But God is speaking to Zion today. He's speaking to his church, many who have been lulled into a state of spiritual apathy, many who have been excited about the gospel and being saved, and they settle in churches, and then it becomes more about, you know, getting on with their lives. They get upset with the pastor. They get angry. They don't want to have to give finances to carry on the work of God. They get upset. They leave. They get offended. And beloved, we need to be the place that we are willing to surrender to God. In verse 10, it says, "She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She didn't turn around and attack Peninnah because of her sneering and ridicule. She turned to the Lord and prayed with all her heart." And beloved, as you and I go through heavy trials in our walk with the Lord, we have a choice. We can let Satan push us into a walk of rebellion and discontent. That could have happened to Hannah. Or we can let the trials that come our way carry us into the presence of the Lord to ask that he can make us fruitful children of God that will bring glory to his name. In verse 11, Hannah vowed unto the Lord, "O Lord, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." She vowed it in her heart. She proclaimed it to the Lord, her vow to give and to consecrate his gift totally into his service. Beloved, are we willing to do that today? How many times people have been in trouble? They've asked for prayer. They've asked this minister prayer or other ministers. They cried out to God in the bitterness of sorrow in their hearts. "Oh Lord, if you'll only answer this one prayer, I'll serve you all my life. I'll put everything I have on the altar. I'll put it at your disposal to use for your glory. If you just grant me this request, answer this prayer." And some cry out when they're on a bed of affliction. Others cry out when their home is being broken up, or their children are in jail, or their children are on drugs, narcotics, or whatever the situation. So many have vowed to the Lord, but when it comes time to stand faithful, to fulfill the thing you vowed, then, well, they have a change of heart. Well, it costs too much. Well, I can kind of adjust. I can kind of modify what I said. God will understand. Beloved, our glorious, merciful High Priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly, from those who will consecrate all they have and are to Him. And He will honor those who do not seek great things for themselves, but desire instead to honor their precious Lord and Savior, the Bridegroom, Jesus Christ, with their gift that He has actually given them. Praise God. I just feel to pause, and I just want to obey the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord would say, Beloved, lo, I have heard, yea, your heart's cry. In the times where it seems you walked in nothing but shadows and darkness, and it seemed the Lord was far off, and your heart was giving up hope, and you said, Lord, Lord, will you not answer? How long must I walk this path? The Lord would say that I am touched, yea, by the feeling of your infirmities. I know, yea, the difficult times and places, but beloved, even though it may not seem that I have done anything, that I have been silent, I am moving and I am transforming you. I am molding you into the very image of your Lord. So faint not and be not disheartened or discouraged. For as I answered Hannah, so will I answer you. And you will see that it is the time and the season that the Lord has appointed. I am never late, says the Lord, and you will see me move. I will bear my holy arm in your behalf, and you shall rejoice even as Hannah, for you shall see your heart's desires fulfilled, and you shall bring forth much fruit to bear for your Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, my time is gone, and there's nothing I could add to what the Lord has said. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on and perhaps conclude this message. The announcer will give our contact information. If you need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here for you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.